WRMW211 hold. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Hope's a very busy lady, so I will check in for Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear. Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So there were several good suggestions for being prepared. Did you have any suggestions or comments this evening about that this evening, Robin?
Actually, yes, I do. And I think I mentioned it when we had visited this prior. When you store disposable lighters, you need to check them from time to time because the flints that make them strike will disintegrate in time. You'll still get a little spark, but sometimes you need to have a little bit more of a spark than they will, or that the flints will actually turn into dust. So I found that out the hard way. So I just, I have always kept a stash of the long disposable lighters, the ones that you can either fill up or the ones that you can throw away, but I like the fill up ones. And I've noticed that sometimes the flints do turn dusty. So just got to check those. That's what I got to give to you guys.
Copy that. I think I cut you off on the first part of that, but I think the ladies get the gist of that. If they have any questions or something, then they can maybe feel free to speak up. Is there anything else, Robin?
Nope. Oh, we don't want to forget our dog's food and water, of course, too. But I'm good. Thank you. WRMY 378, monitoring or listening.
Very definitely. We cannot forget the dogs. And like I said, it's also a good idea to have a first aid kit for your dog because things can happen there as well. Thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP710 Wanda and WRJS656 Sylvia. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been talking about planning for preparedness, and we went through month 4 through 6. There was a lot of good suggestions in there. Did you have any suggestions or comments on that this evening, Carol?
Well, not really, because you do such a good job of covering everything. She was just talking about lighters and whatnot. I found out that the lighter fluid, when it is empty, I have a horrible time trying to get it filled up. It just won't. It goes in, but it won't light.
Copy that. I'm not sure about that. I believe Robin was talking about disposable lighters. I think you're probably talking about the regular lighters. Is that correct?
The long red ones like you get at the dollar store.
I'm not familiar. Well, maybe one of the ladies has some other ideas for you. Is there anything else, Carol?
No, I think you pretty well covered everything.
Copy that. Is WQZA709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA709.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear, Marcia. Did you have any comments or suggestions this evening regarding the preparedness?
Well, I know that we need to what is that called? You gotta turn it around. You gotta turn it, you know, like it's, you don't want it to go too old for you. The food.
Copy that. You gotta rotate it. That's definitely for sure. You need to put the new stuff in the back. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, because there's been times that we found something that was bad.
Copy that. Yeah, that's easy to do, especially when you're canning and you're in a hurry and you're putting things away, and then you go back there and find, oh, well, okay. Well, thank you, ladies, both for sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hey there, this is Kimber, WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So there were several good tips in the preparedness calendar there. Did you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to offer this evening, Kimber?
Well, I can comment on Carol saying she was refilling those like barbecue lighters, those ones that are refillable. Andrew was saying that you have to be very careful on that and make sure you don't contaminate the flint, or if it's an electric lighter, the piezo lighter, you can contaminate those little parts in there. And they are very, very sensitive. So if they don't light again, it's because either the flint or the electronic device in there got contaminated with the fuel. So maybe that will help. Break. I was just looking at everything you said in the resources book, and I like that you are, Karen, like our group emergency contact, and that we check in with each other as text as well as radio. And how important it is for us to learn our radio skills talking on channel 3 off the repeaters. That's part of exactly what you said, the Amron group and other groups, just learning how to talk off of the repeaters. That's always very helpful. One other comment I could make is Vaseline and cotton balls. That works like a charm. A lot of people have different ways of starting fires, but I love the Vaseline and cotton balls. You just put it in a tin. Great. People should learn how to start fires in several different ways very safely. And once again, being careful of carbon monoxide and all the different ways that you can hurt yourself, be aware of these things. Get training. And CPR, always, that's always a good thing to learn. Make sure you're up to date every 2 years. Get a card. Go ahead and treat yourself to learning how to do that sort of thing. Basic life-saving skills are great. Earthquake putty works really good. I've used it lots, and it works to secure small objects very well. And first aid supplies and gauze and all kinds of other stuff. That's great advice, so just wanted to say thank you. And it's well worth going for your supplies.
Copy that. Would you like to talk about the Amron net, Kimber?
Sure, I can talk about the Amron net. So most of you already know. And some of you are there Sunday night at 7 p.m. We do the Amron Net for GMRS for Josephine County, which is basically Grants Pass area, Illinois Valley area, and whoever can hear the NV725 repeater. Once again, that Sunday night at 7 p.m., we do a basic check-in. We do a Channel 3 check-in, and we also do an intelligence brief break. For the Jackson County folks, we do it Monday nights at 8 for the Elk 675 repeater. I repeat the whole Amron thing Monday nights at 8 p.m. for Jackson County on the Elk 675. So I think that's it. Thank you, Karen, for everything you do, and lovely to see Judy and Craig out at the Illinois Valley Labor Day Festival, and my band played, and I didn't get to see their radio, what they were doing, but anyway, big thanks to all. Back to Ned.
Awesome. It sounds like you had a really good time this weekend, and you were able to relate to a lot of other people as well. Well, thank you for all that information, Kimber. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?